to beat Karen.
American mythologies. The best description of America was made some 500 years ago. If it didn't exist, we'd have to make it up. And ever since then, everybody's been dreaming stuff up about America. So much so that in a real sense, that America doesn't even exist anymore. And now we're into multiple universes with different outcomes, because everybody is pulling at that mythological fabric, and we see our constructs and ideals coming apart literally before our eyes. Let's get real, people. Democracy has coexisted with slavery and empire since the beginning. The ones on top describe a shining city on a hill. Some of us are fenced out looking in. Some are working on the inside, disenfranchised. What we used to call slavery and indentured servitude, we now just say economic hostages and working for their wage with no benefit. Democracy and America go hand in hand, but what has democracy done for us lately? Really? America is history, is myth, is lies, is therapy. Is America the big Satan, or is it the promised land? America, the concept, is an invention of mass media, and mass media is massage, is propaganda, is the good lie, is the big lie. America is a paradise, it's a mystery, it's full of monsters, it's a land of plenty, it's Lebensraum, it's the big wide open, it's anything goes, the streets paved with gold, it's mine, now you get yours. Oh, and there's some soulless savages living there,
maybe they'll soon be gone,
but they'll soon be gone, leaving like shadows before the dawn. We dream, awake, repress, oppress, suppress, subscribe. We are the walking dead, alive, undead, seen, unseen. Are we the known, unknown, wild savages in the wilderness, or the unknown known? We will steal your family and turn them red. There are pod people posing for photos to replace us. There is power through the peephole of Homeland Security, as our lives are recorded and erased every day. Somewhere there's a record, a file, a tape, a disc. We're all headed to that big data dump in the sky. It's in a place, the NSA, called Haystack in Utah. And homeland is such a Nazi term. I mean, it's your home on my land. America's got blood on its hands, ghosts in its heads. American dreams are fantasies traded, bought, and sold on the fake free market. Like who owns native Inca gold found at the bottom of the sea in Spanish shipwrecks? Inca gold being the spoils of genocide and the Christian doctrine of discovery that says God shines a light on the ethnic cleansing of a continent. They're all pirates. We're all living under pirate law. American wealth was built on stolen land with stolen people, keeping women in their places, keeping workers hungry poor. We went from indigenous to indigent to indignant. Well, everyone in America is still a goddamn immigrant.
Everyone in America is still a goddamn immigrant.
All those poor misguided immigrant sacrifices sent west became victims of Indian savagery, said the yellow press, land speculators, politicians, Indian haters. One dead Indian was one scalp, was one red skin, was $1, was 1 acre, was one American homestead. America killed and died for gold. In the end, Malcolm X said it was the chickens coming home to roost. And remember that homeless dude sitting on the curb in Manhattan who said to a TV camera on 9/11, well, we've been bombing everyone for years. Why shouldn't they bomb us now? Ain't no surprise people been telling you lies. Dude, you can't even look straight into my eyes. But you'll videotape our faces, put them in your databases. you hide your crimes behind a police state. See something, say something, but that don't mean nothing. I mean, nobody knows anything. History is just lies that we all believe now. If you shout the truth, you might get rendition to an American gulag, Gitmo style. We can't see it, but it's all there. Intelligence gathering bases inside our cities and suburbs, metadata collected on the masses. But we don't see it, so be blind, be quiet, turn away, be silent, be silent, be silent, be silent, or be shunned, get spotlighted, get an FBI jacket, get arrested, secret court, secret warrant, confiscated, disappeared. If we don't yet live in a police state, why wait until it's too damn late? We're living the terror and losing the dream, you're still calling it freedom. Just like 1984, Big Brother protects the homeland. The KKK is the NRA, ready to finish the Civil War. On Patriots Day in Boston, the city where the revolution started, we saw the police state go door to door. All the masses could do was watch TV and cheer for more. And after every incident and false flag event, Fox TV News states the case to take away every last one of your constitutional rights. Laws are made in a fascist state. When you criticize the corporations and get sued into silence, it's rape when victims are blamed for the crimes of greed, conspiracy, collusion by money and media and power. Democracy is leaving America, just like the bees, butterflies, and frogs. It's all going away, like the middle class is going away, like the American dream is a dream deferred. Huh, how about that? A dream deferred. Yeah, does it dry up, does it hang there and sag, or does it rot, smell, or explode? And how many people even know Langston Hughes anymore? A poem born of slavery defines where we are at today. We are fighting and losing because we are fighting ourselves. We are fighting for the soul of a mythological authority that doesn't really exist. We have met the enemy and he is us. When people talk about the good old days, the golden era, the classic days, traditional ways, you know we can never go back there. You see, the times, they are a-changing. And I'll leave you with one more thing that Bob Dylan said. All the truths in the world amount to one big lie.
Your people will have stick shifts. The gods of my tribe have spoken. They have said, do not trust the pilgrims. And for all these reasons, I've decided to scalp you and burn your village to the ground.
Wonders out. Political explosions. There's a fine line between Piteous Gate and the Great Game.
Okay. Disengage.
There's a fine line between Piteous Gate and the Great Game. There's a fine line between Piteous Gate and the Great Game. Hovering over a node displays the time of arrival on the Delta V needed to perform the maneuver. We will find our way back to the garden. The Earth will be renewed. A new kingdom is ushered in. With dignity, courage, and grace, and virtue. The Third Covenant of the East Coast. Geopolitical explosions. The Ministry of Defense. There's a fine line between Piteous Gate and the Great Game. stakes that high. You are now in Manchester. Purification.
Check this out.
Purification.
The stakes are high.
The man in the dead machine. 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 Dead machine. The man in the 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 dead machine.
Chinese drones spotted hovering over Nigeria. They think they are invisible.
Low, his body needs a boost. He reaches into his pocket and finds a dollar bill.
The carbonated beverage.
beverage that sponsors your soul.
He slides it into the machine. Khan rolls out. He opens Khan and guzzles. He feels his energy return. His fix will last a couple of hours, enough to keep him alert for the rest of the morning. The addict is 12 years old and his drug is a soft drink, purchased from a vending machine in his school. This addict and thousands like him will attend special classes, sponsored by his school, to warn him about the dangers of drugs, tobacco and alcohol. But no one will tell him about America's other drinking problem. Defend against mental contamination. Defend against mental contamination. More recent psychological theories suggest that cognitive abilities and understanding of the persuasive intent of marketing are necessary but not sufficient to protect young people from unhealthy influence. Individuals to defend against mental contamination or the unwanted effects of external stimuli. These conditions include the cognitive ability to resist, awareness of the magnitude and direction of the influence, and the motivation to defend against influence. The research on young people's ability to defend against the unhealthy influence of food advertising, however, has focused primarily on the first criterion, that is, cognitive ability, and only one type of influence, that is, direct persuasive attempts. The UK carbonated drinks sector was worth a circumflex £8 billion in 2010 and is growing at an annual rate of 4.9%. The most commonly associated health risks are obesity, diabetes and other blood sugar disorders, tooth decay, osteoporosis and bone fractures, nutritional deficiencies, heart disease, food addictions and eating disorders, neurotransmitter dysfunctions and chemical sweeteners, and neurological and adrenal disorders from excessive caffeine.
That sponsors your soul.
The company caused excessive depletion of groundwater and polluted the water resources, but the allegations never went away.
Before, the food we cook used to stay fresh for 7 days, but after this plant came, the water became so bad that the food would spoil in a few hours.
Crops were also affected.
Against mental contamination. Defend against mental contamination. Defend. Defend.
Stresses indicate high anxiety and intelligence formations.
Thank you. man wanes like that. And that flicker did not be so grotesque back to me. And so I armed can blind this desire. Then what must the blind eyes have seen to wish to see no more?
Welcome to the great game.
For I have seen in the eyes regarding me, or regarding my brother, have seen deep in the farthest valley of the eye, seen a flame leap up, then flicker and go out, have seen a veil come down, leaving myself and the other alone in that cave which every soul remembers, and out of which, desperately afraid, I turn, stagger, stumble out into the healing air, still flat on the healing ground, praises counseling my heart, my soul, to praise. What is it that this people cannot forget? The action is blindness and pain bringing a torpor so deep that every act is willed, is desperately forced, is willed to be a blow. The hand becomes a fist, the prick becomes a club, the womb a dangerous swamp, the hope and fear of love is acid in the marrow of the bone. No, their fire is not quenched, nor can be, the oil feeding the flames being the unadmitted terror of the wrath of God. Enduring is putting themselves in the path of that bold sweet chariot and have it swing down and carry us home. That would help, as they say, and they got ways of sort of measuring the chariot. They still got influence in the wind and water, though they in for some surprises, cloud and fire. My days are not their days. My ways are not their ways. I would not think of them one way or the other, did not they so grotesquely block the view between me and your brother. And so, I always wonder, can blindness be desired? Then, what must the blind eyes have seen?
Welcome to the great game.
Allow me to demonstrate. Allow me to demonstrate. Allow me to demonstrate. Shows you are not built like me. Allow me to demonstrate. Nine out of ten doctors recommend you never come for me in your life. Yet you still tried it. Allow it. You never come for me in your life. Yet you still tried it. Allow it.
Thank you.
armed Chinese drones spotted hovering over Nigeria.
Playing now. Rules must be broken. Crash the industry. We must act very soon, or the window of opportunity will close. Most of you have never tasted freedom in your lifetimes. We cannot fail this operation to turn the heat up on your freedoms. It is time to correct the blasphemous effects of this industry. They think they are invisible. We still do have a chance to change that. United as one, we shall not fall. They think they are invisible. Yeah. United as one.
bomb Chinese drone spotted hovering over Nigeria. The places I go, you never there.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, listener-supported public radio for Acadiana. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.